Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Ayin Aleph. We left off on daf Ayin Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, so even though it's a short shir today, we have some short dafim coming up, so we'll be okay. If you look ahead, daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph is a really short one, so we're banking on some easy ones coming up, some short ones, not easy ones. They say the shorter ones, it's just there's more left unsaid. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ganav Umarcha B'Shabbos, we're at the two dots in the middle of the page. So the Mishnah had said that if someone steals and does the Mechira on Shabbos, or does a Mechira L'Avodah Zarah, or is Toveach on Yom HaKippurim, or is Ganav Mishalavav, and he's Tavach Umachar, and then his father dies, etc. Gives a whole bunch of cases. In all these cases, you are Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. You do have to pay Dalet Vehe. Just because you sold it on Shabbos does not exempt you from Dalet Vehe. So, frak the Gemara of Tanya Pater, but we have a brisa that says that it does exempt you from Dalet Vehe when you sell it on Shabbos. So, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ki Tanya Hi De Pater, Ba Omer Lo Akotz Te'ena Mi Te'enasi, Ve'tikni Li Gnevo Sayich. No, when do we say that you pater from Dalet Vehe? When the guy says to you, I want you to be, the way he makes the kinyan with you, the guy you're selling it to, is by you picking something from his field. You picking a fig off of a fig tree in his field. He says, I want you to go pick a fig from my fig tree, and through that, you will be makne to me your geneva, the item that you stole. So this way, through the mechira that you're doing, it's not just stam and issa drabanan that you're doing of mekach u'memker. No, you're doing an issa d'oraisa. You're going and being kotzer from his field. So since you're in violation of an issa d'oraisa of Shabbos, your chil Shabbos d'oraisa, so you're going to be chayiv skila, so mele, you're going to be pater from dal v'hei, because kam lebidrav mine, if you're going to be chayiv v'nonash misa, you're going to be pater from any sort of mamun payment. That's what the Brisa is talking about when the Brisa says you're pater. But stam, if it's just mekach u'memkar, you just sell something on Shabbos, that's not going to exempt you from dalet v'hei. So says the Gemara, Amri v'kivin d'chi tava le kaman bedina lo aminan le zil shalim d'mechai b'nafshahu ha-mechira nami lav mechiri. The Gemara says, wait a second, is that a valid mechira? If the way you sold it to him was by making the kinyan through violating an isur d'oraisa of melacha b'shavis, is that going to be a binding mechira? If let's say the guy were to sue you, he would bring you to court and he would say, you owe him that money of or that item, that sheep that you stole from somebody else, you owe it to him because you picked his te'ena as instructed and you did a ma'aseh kinyan. Do you think the court would make you pay? Certainly not. It's not a binding mechira at all. And if it's not a binding mechira, then there's no havamina to be mechayev dalet vehei. The chiyev dalet vehei doesn't begin. Chiyev dalet vehei is only when it's some sort of valid mechira. So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Papa, so what's the case where the Braisa says that you're going to be pater from dalet vehei when you sell it on Shabbos? Not where you're violating Nisra d'oraisa through the kinyan itself by picking the te'enim. Ella Amar Rav Papa ba Omer lo zrok gnevo sayich lechatzeri v'tikni li gnevo sayich. No, it's where the guy says, I want to be kona that gnevo with the kinyan chatzer. So here's what you do: throw that item that you stole, that sheep, that ox, throw it into my chatzer, and I want to be kona it through you throwing it into my chatzer. And in that way, he's going to be pater because he's violating the isra of hotzo or achnasa to the rishus of the other guy by throwing it in at the same time that he's being mechayev the chiyuv of dalet vehei. So, frak the Gemara, keman k'Rabbi Akiva damar klutu k'mishun chadamya. We must be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that in regards to the iser of hotza and Shabbos, klutu k'mishun chadamya. When something is in midair, it's as if it's resting on the ground. For instance, Rabbi Akiva talks about, what if you throw, if you throw from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, and it passes through Rishus HaRabim in the middle. Now, it never rested in the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Akiva would say, Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadamya, that when it's in the air of the Rishus HaRabim, it's as if it was Munach Rishus HaRabim, as if it rested in the Rishus HaRabim. So over here as well, I throw it into somebody else's, I throw the animal into the buyer's property, so it's not once it lands in the buyer's property that I violated an Isra of Shabbos, it's once it goes into the airspace of the buyer's property that I violated an Isra of Shabbos. And how do I know? We must be assuming that way. Dik Rabbanan, because if we were assuming like the Rabbanan that it would only be chayiv for Shabbos once it lands, given the Matya L'chatzar Beis Kona, once it goes into his chatzar, he's kona it. Once it goes into the airspace, he'd be kona, but linyan Shabbos lo mechayiv ad Matya L'yara. But you wouldn't be chayiv for Malacha Shabbos until it landed on the ground. So that's why, how we know we must be assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that clue to Kamishon Chadamia, because that's the only way the Chiv of Dalet Vehei, meaning the sale, is going to be Chal at the same time that you violate the Melach of Shabbos, the Yisra of Shabbos, and therefore you were going to apply Kam Lai B'Drab Minei. So that we must be assuming only like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no, we could even be assuming like the Rabbanan. But Omer Lo Tikni Li Gnevo Seich Ad Shetanuach. He could have just stipulated that I don't want my kinyan to work until it rests in the field. Normally, with the kinyan chatzer, the kinyan would be chal as soon as it enters my airspace. That's true. But you can stipulate that you don't want the kinyan to work at that point, that you only want the kinyan to work when it rests in the field. And if you do so, then the chiv Shabbos and the chiv of Dalet Vehei that comes about through the kinyan are going to be chal simultaneously. And as such, we're going to apply kam lebi drabine according to everyone, even according to the Rabbanan. Now, Tosos over here has a couple of kashas. First of all, Keman Rabbi Akiva says Tosfos in Tom Rabbi Akiva Nami Kivin the Matel Avi Chaytzer Chayv Linin Shabbos to Rosh Hashanah Olah the Rakia. He says, wait a second. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Klutu Kamishun Chadamia, when you chayv for Shabbos, you chayv for the Yisro of Otzah b'Shabbos as soon as it gets into the other guy's chotzer. Uleinin Kinyan Lo Kani Ba'Avir Ad Matil L'Tocha Mechitzos. But when it comes to Kinyan doesn't take effect as soon as it goes into the other person's airspace. Meaning, granted, Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos, the Yisra Shabbos, takes effect as soon as it goes into the guy's airspace. Unlike the Rabbanan, who say that we have to wait till it lands. But Kinyan doesn't take effect as soon as it goes into his airspace. It only takes effect once it goes into the airspace that's surrounded by Mechitzos. Meaning, if it's above the area where the walls of his chatzer are, and presumably that's the only way you're going to get it in there is by throwing it over the fence. So if it's above the area where the fence surrounds, it's not yet kone. It's only the kinyan takes effect once it lands inside that area. So even according to Rekiva, it doesn't happen simultaneously. The chi of Shabbos happens as soon as it goes over the fence. The chi of for the kinyan is in chal until it starts descending into the airspace that's surrounded by the fence. So it's still not exactly at the same time. Like the Gemara seems clear in Maseches Gittin. So the Gemara has to come up with a case how a woman is kona a get through the airspace, and only it's dafka when it goes into her the airspace of her walls. So says Tosfos Yishlomar. You have to make an ukimta. You have to say that what we're talking about over here is where he didn't throw it over the fence. He threw it through the fence. He threw it through a window in the fence, some sort of opening in the fence, some sort of crack in the fence. He sticks the animal through in that way. So in that sense, if that's what happens, then the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Kinyan are going to be Chal at the same time. Because as soon as it enters into the airspace of the other person's Chatzer, it's also within the walls of the other person's Chatzer. But that's a major Ukimta. So then Tos says, well, wait a second, when Tom Reish to begin Nakad Rabbi, Vacha Nakad Rabbi Akiva, meaning Rabbi Akiva is not the only one that holds Klut Kamishun Chadamia. Rabbi also holds Klut Kamishun Chadamia, and in fact, when we look for a sheet in Maseches Gittin that holds Klut Kamishun Chadamia, we don't pick Rabbi Akiva, we pick Rabbi. So why over here do we pick Rabbi Akiva and over there we pick Rabbi? No, because Rabbi holds Klutu Kamishon, but that's only if there's a ceiling on the Rishos Yachid. Otherwise, he would not hold Klutu Kamishon Chadami. And over here, Pashut Pshat, we're dealing with the Rishos Yachid She'ena Makura. We're dealing with a yard that does not have any ceiling on it, and therefore we dafka pick the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds Klutu Kamishon Chadami, even when it's not Makura. Next Tos is also important. Tos in Shabbos L'mechayv Adenicha B'chatzer, Fraktos in Tomer, Kivin Sha Kinyin Ba, Bein Akiru Lahanacha, Issa Lememar Kam Levidrab Minei. Frak tells us, wait a second. What did we say? According to the Rabbanan, you're only going to be chayiv for the Yisr of Shabbos once the animal lands in the chatzer. Whereas the kinyan was already chal as soon as it entered the airspace of the chatzer. So we can't say, come lebidrami, nay, those things didn't happen simultaneously. It goes into the airspace before it lands. Frak tells us the malacha of Shabbos is not landing. That's the completion of the malacha. The malacha of Shabbos involves three stages. It involves doing an akira, picking up the item in whatever rishus you're in right now, having a transfer of rishus, meaning having it go from the rishus haram to the rishus hayachid, and then having a hanacha, landing in the other rishus. There are three stages that malacha, it's one long malacha. So shouldn't anything, any other chiyuv that comes at any point between stage one and stage three, between the beginning and end of that malacha, be considered simultaneous to the malacha? The malacha is a long process. It's not that the malacha only begins when it's munach. The malacha is the entire process is the malacha. So we should say, kam le'bidramine, for any chiyuv mamon that is chal, anywhere in between, anywhere along the line of that process. And Tos says, and if you think we don't say this elsewhere, we do in the Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara says if you shoot an arrow from Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah, and the arrow rips through clothing along the way, clothing that doesn't belong to you, so theoretically you should be chayiv to pay for it, we say, kam lo bidramine. Because the malacha, we have akira tzor chanachi, that the only way you're going to have hanachas is if you first have an akira. It's one long action. So any money that is damaged along the way, you're going to say, kam lo bidramine, that I'm going to be chayiv for Shabbos. I'm in the middle of generating my chiyuv for malacha on Shabbos, so I can't be chayiv mamon for what happens during that time. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So if you look at the end of Tosus, the truth is, we really could have said that. El divrei hamakshin shloya sover times that meishiv lei the mishkach tzei shabram lo tikkun givasei chatzat nuach. But we're coming up, we're saying, even if you don't agree with that concept of akira tzor chanacha, which theoretically we do hold like, and we could have said, but even if you don't agree with that, we still come up with an answer. So basically, Tosfos says, Eino chinami. Yeah, we really could have given that answer. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Rava Amar, Rava says, Liolam Karami Bar Chama. Now, Rami Bar Chama was really correct. Rami Bar Chama says, when does the Braisa say, your putter on the Dalet Vehei, when you sold the animal on Shabbos, that's in the case of Akots Te'enam B'Te'enasi V'Tikkuni Gnevo Saich. Didn't we say that how could that be considered a case of kam lebidramine where you're parted from the dal v'hei? If he were to sue you for the money, he would never be entitled to the money anyway. So isn't there no chiv to begin with of dal v'hei in that case? So says Rava, no problem. Esra nasa Torah v'afilu ba'alimo. Sometimes just because you can't be sued for it in court doesn't mean that the chiyuv wasn't generated. If a person solicits a prostitute and he owes her money for her services, so the halach is, that's a din in the Torah, pasuk in the Torah, it's called esnan zona, right? So she's not allowed to use that money to bring a carbon. She's not allowed to use that, if you give her an animal, she's not allowed to use that animal as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, something would have the status of esnan, even if, let's say, you were the isser of sleeping with the zona was not just that she was a zona, it was that she was ba'alimo, she was one of the arayos. A man sleeps with his mother and she's the zona that he owes the money to, that he owes the animal to. So wait a second, if the mother were to sue him in court and say, oh, you owe me that animal, you owe me, it's dinim amunus, you owe it to me, the court would never make him pay, but nevertheless, it does take on the status of esnan, meaning the fact that something cannot be nitva bebezdin does not necessarily mean that the chiyuv does not exist. Even though if she were to sue him, we would not say you have to go give it to her. But since if he would give it to her, it does have a status of esnan. Hachanami sovir as well. Even if he were sued, with the no bezdin would say that you have to go ahead and pay. Afilu hachi. Even the kamakni lebahachi have your mechira, but nevertheless, since you're makni to the person, it still counts as a good mechira, since you're doing a form of kinyan, even though it's not a form of kinyan that one can sue somebody else for. Okay. All right, we don't have much time, so let's just keep going. So says the Gemara, Ganav Tavach, there's a lot to say on all this. Okay, one day we'll learn Baba Kama B'Iyun. Ganav Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim, so the Blineder. Ganav Tavach B'Yom HaKippurim, so the Mishnah said that if you steal and shecht an animal on Yom HaKippurim, you're also going to be Chayiv Dalad Vehei. So says the Gemara, Amri Amai, Nihidik Tala Laka Malkos Mi'ayika. Granted, you may not be Chayiv Misa, meaning Yom Kippurim is a Chayiv Karis. So granted, we're not going to be Chayiv Misa down here in Bezen Shalmat, and therefore you're not going to say Kam Labid Rabinei, in the sense that you're Chayiv Misa, and therefore you're not going to have to pay, because there is no Chayiv Misa. But Malkus Mi'ayika, all Yisuri Karis come with a Chayiv Malkus. So if you're Chayiv Malkus, how can you be Chayiv to pay as well? Don't we assume that V'kayim L'ndeinu Loka Mishalim, that you can't get Malkus and have to pay money as well? So Amri Hamani Rameir Hidamar Loka Mishalim. We say, no, who are we assuming like? We're assuming like Rameir who holds Loka Mishalim. We're assuming that you can be Chayiv both Malkus and payment like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ira Meir afilu tavach b'Shabbos. But wait a second, if we're assuming like Reb Meir, then even if you shecht it on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. Because apparently Reb Meir doesn't hold of kamlei b'drabinei. Reb Meir apparently holds that you could be loko mishalim, so mistami. He holds that you could be chayiv multiple onshin, that you could be chayiv mamon, even b'makom that you're chayiv a more severe onesh. V'chitem, unless you say, no, loko mishalim islay, mesu mishalim leslay. No, Reb Meir doesn't hold that you're going to have to pay even when you're getting killed. He only says you have to pay even when you're getting malkus. But not that you're going to have to pay even when you're getting killed. In that case, he would hold of kamlei b'drab minei, if you're chayiv misa b'dei adam. So says Gemara v'lo, really? Does he not say you would have to pay if you're getting killed? V'atanya, we have a b'raisa. Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, if you steal and shecht on Shabbos. Ganav v'tavach l'avod zara, if you steal and shecht an animal for avod zara. Ganav shar niskol v'tavach, you steal a shar niskol and you shecht it. Mishalim arba v'chamisha d'vrei meir. Rameir would say, you pay dal vehei. V'chachamim potim, and l'chamim say, you're parted from dal vehei. So don't you see, Rameir holds that even though you're chayiv misa bidei adam, you're still going to be chayiv the mamon of dal vehei. So Amri bar minadahi. Don't bring me that price as a raya. To eat marala, I'm Rav Yaakov, I'm Rav Nachman, Rami la, I'm Rav Yirmi, I'm Rav Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi la, kol chavrusa, mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Amri b'toveh chalidei acher. No, in that case where you're going to be chayiv dal vehei is not where you did the shechita on Shabbos. Had you done the shechita on Shabbos, then of course even Rameir would say, kam lebid rabinei. Of course even Rameir would say, if you're going to be chayiv misa, you're not going to be chayiv mamon. Over there you had someone else do the shechita for you. So frakling marv chizeh chotev zem eschayiv. Wait, if you have someone else do the shechita for you, you're going to be chayiv the dal vehei? He's the one that did the shechita. Why should you be chayiv the dal vehei? Meaning, ein shliach ledvar aveira, right? The Gemara is asking, how can you say that just because I ask somebody else to do the shechita for me, I'm going to be chayiv dal vehei? Generally, we assume ein shliach ledvar aveira, that the shlichus when I ask someone to do an aveira, the shlichus does not relate back, the maisa does not relate back to the mishalayach. So what's the issue over here? So the truth is, even if we did hold shliach ledvar aveira, sort of a catch-22 over here. Let's say we did hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir over here. So what did I ask the guy to do? I asked the guy to go shecht an animal for me on Shabbos. So wait a second. If we held Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, then I should be pater anyway. Because I should be pater from the money, because I should be chayiv misa. If we held Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, his chil Shabbos should relate back to me. So I'm pater. If I hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, so he's the one that did it, I should be pater. If I hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, so I'm the one that did it, but I'm also the one that shechted on Shabbos then, because the mice would relate back to me, so I should be pater anyway. That's the kash of Rabbi Kiv Eger in Josh V'chidosh in Ksubis Taf Lam Gimel. He says that over here, Gufot Muchach, that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, because if it was Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, I would be chayiv for Chil Shabbos. So he says, no, maybe the case is, I didn't ask the guy to shecht on Shabbos. I asked the guy to shecht it. He chose to do Shabbos. He chose to shecht it on Shabbos. So in which case, clearly the chiv misa is going to go to him. It's not going to go to me. He wasn't doing my shlichus by shechting on Shabbos. The whole issue is, what about the chiv dal v'hei? Does that part relate back to me? Because I did ask him to shecht it. So that's what the Gemara is saying. But wait a second. The chiv dal v'hei should never relate back to me at all in that case, because ain't shliach ledvar aveira. So I'm Rav HaShayni HaCha Damar Kro Tuvacho Mecharo Ma Mechira Al Yidei Acher Af Tevicha Al Yidei Acher. No, there's a special exception to the rule. generally ain't shliach l'dvar avera, but since the Torah compares tevicha to mechira, and in mechira cases, by definition, you need a third party, you need a second party, you need someone else to be involved because you can't sell it unless you have a buyer. So too, by tevicha, even if you have another person involved, meaning somebody else who's shechting it, still you're going to be chayiv. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Now the Achronim all ask that, you know, it's not really dome, it's not really similar. Meaning by mechira, the mitzvah eisen over here says, ein dan efshar mishi efshar. Right? By mechira, it's impossible to do without somebody else. You can't sell it to yourself. So by definition, therefore, tevicha also is possible to do tevicha without somebody else. So how can you learn a case of what the chiyuv would be in a case where it's possible to do it otherwise from a case where it's impossible to do it otherwise? So he comes up with a creative way where you could even have mechira without another party involved. You have to look at the mitzvah and it comes up with a creative way. But so if that's the case, he says, so you see that even though it's possible to have a mechira without another party involved, we know that you're still chayiv for mechira when there is another party involved, so you're going to be chayiv for tzvicha also when there is another party involved, when you ask someone to do the shechita for you. Okay, Kiddushin Membez is the major sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana O L'Rabbos HaShliach. And Debei Rabbi Shmuel had a special drasha. The word O comes to teach me L'Rabbos HaShliach, that if you shecht al yidei shliach, you're going to be chayiv v'dal v'hei. To be chizkiya tana tachas l'rabos ha-shliach. He had a special drash also. The word tachas comes to tell me that even if I do the tzvich al yidei shliach, I'm going to be chayiv v'dal v'hei. Maskev l'marzutra mi'ika midi dilu avidi hu l'mechayiv v'avid shliach mechayiv. So frankly, Mar, wait a second. Can you have such a thing that if I were to do it myself, I'd be pater? I mean, if I were to shecht this animal in Shabbos, so then I would for sure be pater from the dal v'hei because I'd be chayiv Misa for shechting the animal on Shabbos. But had I made a shliach, I'm going to be chayiv now? Meaning I do it myself, I'm pata, but because I make a shliach, I'm going to be chayiv now? Where do we ever have such a thing? No, over here when I do it myself, it's not that I'm pater, it's that I'm chayiv something much worse. And that's why I get off the hook from the Dalai Vahe. But it's not really that I'm pata. Meaning, anything that I would be pater for doing myself, I can't be chayiv when I have a shliach do it for me. That's obvious. But over here, I'm not pater when I do it myself. There is a chayiv, it's just that you can't be mechayiv it to me because you're doing something much more severe to me. You're making me chayiv misa. That's why, but I'm not really pater. So, wait a second. If you're shechting it through somebody else, meaning you're not shechting it, you're having your shliach shecht it for you, so that explains very well the sheet of Rab Meir, why you're going to be chayiv the mamon of Dalet Vehei, the knas of Dalet Vehei. But how does that explain the Rabbanan then? If someone else is doing the shechita, so why would the Rabbanan say that I'm pater from the Dalet Vehei? So Amri man chachamin Rabbi Shimon dom shechita shen ruya lo shma shechita. The Rabbanan must be Rabbi Shimon who holds shechita shen ruya as lo shma shechita. They hold that if it's a shechita shen ruya, it's not a valid shechita anyway, and since it's not a valid shechita, it's not called a shechita, so you're not going to be chayiv dal vehei. You're only chayiv dal vehei with tavach umachar, tavach being defined as a shechita ruya, a shechita that when you shech the animal, you're able to eat the animal. If the shechita is not matir, the basar of the animal, ba'achila, then you're not going to be chayiv dal vehei in the first place. So that's why the Rabbanan would say that even when I shechted al yidei shliach, I'm going to be pater from the dal vehei, because the shliach shechted on Shabbos, and that makes the animal not kosher. So Amri Pishlam Avodazar Vashar Niskal Shechita Shein Rihi. So says Gemara, wait a second. If the shliach was shechting it for Avodazar, or he took a Shar Niskal and he shechted it, fine. That's a shechita Shein Ru'uya. That's a shechita where the animal is not going to be kosher to eat. El Shabbos shechita Ru'ihi. But you shecht it on Shabbos, the animal's still kosher. How do I know it's still kosher? It's not. It's a well-known Mishnah quoted all over Shas. Hashochet b'Shabbos b'Yom HaKippurim. Someone who shechts an animal on Shabbos from Yom Kippur, afal pishem eschayiv b'nafsho, shechita so k'sheira. Even though it's chayiv misa, the shechita is going to be kosher. So you see, beferish, the shechita is going to be kosher. So Armeli tzavar lak Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. He said, no, we assume like Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. We're assuming that the shechita is not going to be kosher in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. Ditnan, this is the mission that's really quoted all over Shas. Ditnan, hamvashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochal b'mezad lo yochal dev Rav Meir. If someone cooks on Shabbos, can you eat it? So Rav Meir holds, if he cooked b'shogeg, so you're allowed to eat it. If he cooked b'mezad, you're not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal b'motzai Shabbos. If you cooked b'shogeg, you still can't benefit from cooking on Shabbos and eat it on Shabbos, but you could eat it on Motzai Shabbos. B'mezid lo yochel alamis, but b'mezid you're never allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, and this is the key, this is the sheet that we're looking for. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says, b'shogeg yochel Motzai Shabbos la'achirim v'lo lo. If you cook b'shogeg on Shabbos, other people are allowed to eat it on Motzai Shabbos. You, the one who cooked, are never allowed to eat it. And b'mezid lo yochel alamis olav la'achirim. And if you cooked b'mezid on Shabbos, then nobody's allowed to eat it. Not the person who cooked, not anybody else either. So you see, my time with Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, why is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler so strict? K'darsh Rabbi Chiya Piskud b'nisiya, u'shmartim es ha-shabbos ki kodesh hilachem. Ma kodesh asa b'achila, af ma'is ha-shabbos asurim b'achila. So we see that ma'is ha-shabbos, whatever food results from malacha on Shabbos, is going to be asur b'achila. Therefore, let's take it back to our case. If an animal is shechted on Shabbos, so the food, the meat that results from that shechita, is going to be asur b'achila. And therefore, it's a shechita she'en ru'uya, right? The Gemara had asked, wait a second, isn't Shabbos shechita ru'uya? So the answer is no. We're assuming, like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that the meat is going to be treif. The meat's not going to be, you're not going to be allowed to eat the meat, and therefore it's a shechita she'en ru'uya. So, affecting Mar, but wait a second, if you learn that Maisa Shabbos is asur b'achila from the word kodesh, affecting Mar, yima kodesh asur b'ana, Maisa Shabbos asur b'ana, should you say that it's asur b'ana as well? Only Yasser B'Achila? Shouldn't it be Yasser B'Ana as well? Because if we're comparing it to Kodesh, Kodesh is Yasser B'Ana, Tamalomar Lachem, Shalachem Yehei. So no, that's why we have a pasuk that says Lachem, tells me that no, that it is yours. Yeah, meaning you're allowed to get some benefit from it. Yachal Afilu B'Shogeg, I might think that even if you do it B'Shogeg, the same should be true. Tamalomar Mechalala Mosi Mas. B'Mezid Marti Lachalala B'Shogeg. So we have another drasha that says Dafka when you do B'Mezid. But when you do B'Shogeg, the Maaseh Shabbos is not going to be Yasser. Pligibar of Achav Ravina. Chadam Maaseh Shabbos Daraisa, Chadam Maaseh Shabbos Rabbanan. It's machlokas whether Maaseh Shabbos is Achav Daraisa, where Maaseh Shabbos is only Achav Midrabbanan. Mandi Amar Daraisa Gedarman. So the one that says Maaseh Shabbos is Achav Daraisa, we already explained where it comes from, the Kodesh, that we compare it to Kodesh. But Mandi Amar Drabbanan, Amar Kra, Kodesh who Kodesh vein Maas of Kodesh. But the sheet that holds Drabbanan holds that the Torah says explicitly that no, only Shabbos is Kodesh, but the Maisa Shabbos is not Kodesh. I mean, you have an explicit heter in the Torah for Maisa Shabbos, and therefore, Maisa Shabbos must only be Drabbanan. Now, the Chavis Yair in Simon Kuf Mem Beis says that this is a great raya against the Shitas HaTaz. There's a well-known Taz that appears three times in Shulchan Aruch. I forget where in Choshen Mishpah, but it appears in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchas Shofar, in Tavkuf Peches, and in Yerdeya, in Kuf Yud Zayin, when it talks about Dvar Masur Mishum Sakana, so there's an unbelievable Taz. The Taz writes that any time the Torah says that something is mutter, explicitly, the Rabbanan do not have the power to make it Asr. The Rabbanan only have the power to create Isurim where the Torah did not explicitly say it's mutter, even though it is mutter because the Torah never said it's Asr. But when the Torah says something explicitly is mutter, the Rabbanan don't have the power to make it Asr. So the Chavis Yair says there's a raya against the Taz. Because according to the Shita, the Maaseh Shabbos is not Asr Midaraisa, it's an explicit pasuk. Kodesh who? That it's Dafko who that's Kodesh? But Maisav are not Kodesh. And yet the Rabbanan still came along and said Maisav are Kodesh, that even the Maaseh Shabbos is Kodesh. You could argue that this isn't explicit. A Kodesh who is far from explicit. You read that pasuk, you don't necessarily think it's even talking about Maaseh Shabbos to begin with. So that could be the answer for the Taz. Anyway, Bishlam Laman Yamar Dar Raisa, I understand very well the old Maaseh Shabbos Dar Raisa, Antulach, okay, at least we got Tamim Reis, Antulach, Yipater Rabbanan, so I understand very well why the Rabbanan would say Yipater. Alman Yamar Dar Rabbanan, Amai Pater Rabbanan, but if you hold the whole Maaseh Shabbos, is only Drabbanan, the whole din of Maaseh Shabbos is only Drabbanan, so why would Drabbanan say you're pater from the Dal of the Hay? Meaning on a Daraisa level it's a Shechita Ru'uya, so why should you be pater from the Dal of the Hay? Sasha Ara Avol Dazar Vashar Niskel. So maybe in a Chinami, when the Rabbanan say you put the Dal Vei, it wasn't talking about the case of Shabbos. It was talking about the other cases. It was talking about the case where you shecht the Avol Dazar, or you shecht the Shar Niskel. Rameir, Amay Mechayiv, Shokh the Avol Dazar. Why would Rameir say that you chayiv the Dal Vei when Amay Mechayiv, why would he say you chayiv the Dal Vei? Shokh the Avol Dazar, keeping the Shokh of Apur to Asra, Idach Isuri Hanahu, Velo Demari Katavach. Meaning, after all, shouldn't Rameir say that when you shechted Avod Zarah, the second you shechted a little bit, it already becomes Asr as Avod Zarah? So when you finish off the Shechita, so you're doing Shechita and Yisrael, and therefore you're not shechting something that belongs to you. So Memela, you should be pater from the Dalet Vehei, because it was a shechita on something that was already asr ba'ana. So how can he say that you chayiv Dalet Vehei? So I'm Rav Ba'omer b'gemar zvicha hu ovdai. You're stipulating that you're only doing it the gemar zvicha l'shem avodah zarah. The beginning of the shechita is not l'shem avodah zarah. Only the gemar zvicha is l'shem avodah zarah. Okay, we're going to have to stop there. Okay, we'll pick up from five lines from the top tomorrow. That's just a show.